This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you again. There are many people today who are confused about the Bible. Some just open the Bible and read random passages, and they find verses that seem to contradict each other. Many just give up, and others just explain the differences away. Some decide that they'll just let their pastor tell them what it means. Others rely on creeds and traditions. But you can know the truth on your own. Let me give you a simple overview of the Bible to help. First, from Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 11, truth is given to mankind in general. Some of it is still for today, so study it out. Second, from Genesis 12 to Acts 28, God deals with one nation, Israel. That would include all of the letters associated with that time as well. The only portion of Scripture that is not included in that would be Paul's last seven letters. In the book of Acts, beginning with chapter 10, some Gentiles began to be included. They were dealt with in a particular manner. They partook of Israel's hope through the process of being grafted into the good olive tree as a wild olive branch. The Gentiles were dependent on Israel for all of their blessings at that time. When God ceased dealing with Israel as a favored nation at the end of Acts, the special calling of the Gentiles was terminated as well. The key is Acts 28:28. There Israel lost her favored place and just became one of the nations. Now, today, as in Genesis 1 through 11, God is dealing with the nations on an equal level. There are no favored nations today. God will favor Israel in the future and fulfill all his promises for them, but that is still in the future. Third, the special calling and hope for today is found in Paul's last seven letters, and those are Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. God chooses among those who believe in Christ to be part of this special calling. Though this calling did not take place till after Acts 28:28, God chose this group before the foundation of the world. God is not reactionary. All these details were arranged by him. The closer we get to the end of this dispensation, the further people will depart from the truth. The proof of this is the expansion and flourishing of religious organizations. Men think that this is a proof of the victory of Christianity, but it really is a proof of its failure. It is during these times more than ever we need to search the Scriptures and cling to them. This is the only guide in this present darkness where people follow a way that seems right to them, but is only a way of death. Today, the religion of Cain is orthodox. Cain sought to be acceptable to God through service or good works, which in reality is bribery. Cain forgot that the ground was cursed and tried to offer that fruit to God, to bribe him. He sweat for it. He worked hard for it. He labored under the notion that if it was pleasing to himself, God should accept it. And much of what passes for worship today, all the music and pomp and show, is nothing more than indulgence and pleasure with the mistaken notion that it is pleasing to God. Abel, on the other hand, recognized that all of his good works were nothing. He realized that he was a sinner and he needed a Savior. His offering was a type of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Satan's desire is that men today go the way of Cain. He always stands opposed to God's present truth. In the Garden of Eden, he opposed what God told Adam in Genesis 2. After God gave the law forbidding idols, Satan introduced idols. And today, he would have men not believe God's latest revelation. He would have men live in a past dispensation and mix it with superstition. That is a form of godliness while denying its power. The goal of the adversary is to keep you bogged down in Acts 2 with all its signs and wonders and give you a maximum of uncertainty as to what to believe and what to do, and to lead you away from truth for today that is found in Paul's last seven letters. And these letters bring you certainty as to your hope, your calling, and how to live. So cling to the rightly divided Scriptures. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.